Hi, Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Thanks for joining me today. I've got a real short go show here. Just another example of Nichiren's support of his Sangha. And because this is short, I'm going to take a minute again to raise the important point, I think, of these all of these videos that I put online. A lot of them for the last year have been Gosho, letters from Nichiren. But this channel also has the same kind of analysis on the Lotus Sutra, chapter by chapter, the Vimalakirti, the Lankavatara, the perfection of wisdom. What I'm trying to say is the channel has is not just a Nichiren letter study channel. It also has, because of the way we're supposed to practice Buddhism broadly, and by Nichiren's own words, we should be studying broadly the scholarship of Buddhism. It is my goal to expand this channel to the maximal resource as I can to practice Buddhism correctly. And so in that spirit, so far I've had a few sutras I've read through, and I've also got a lot of intermittent subjects. As you'll notice, along with the Gosho, I'm also occasionally putting in little aha moments and insights that I get either through rereading or reading anew some of these letters, and certain subjects or ideas might pop out that I want to spend a little isolated time talking about. A lot of that, though, comes from your comments, so thank you for that. Keep doing it, because when you ask questions, even if it seems like same old to you, or something you've heard many times but you doubt or whatever, the way you ask the question or the actual question, and I've done this several times of late, I've had comments or questions that I thought, oh, I haven't really talked about that for a while. Let me do a video just on that. And so that's very helpful to the Sangha, to all of us, right? So, so that's about the channel. That's about encouraging you to look at the playlists on my YouTube channel page. If you go to the playlist, they're labeled by subject, like Gohonzon. Sometimes you just have questions about Gohonzons. I have and continue to add specific videos to that playlist. So you can sort through those or watch them all or whatever. Daimoku, so on and so forth. Ego versus... Anyway, so that is to say, there's a lot more going on this video channel than simply Gosho. I also want to let you know that I'm going to start reading through some other sutras and adding them to the channel. And I want your input. I want you to tell me the sutra that I keep coming across that I wish I knew more about. Then let me know what that is, and I will endeavor to see if it's in my library, number one, and number two, if not, if I can hunt down a good scholastic version, a scholarship version of that sutra, and I will dissect it for you, for me and you. All right. Now, the thing about the Gosho is I made a resolution to myself a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, that I'd read a lot of Gosho, a lot of Nichiren's writings. Nichiren's writings are a special opportunity for us as Buddhists, because we have so many of his writings still preserved. Yes, there are a lot of them, but one way to think about it is not solely as a huge compendium of letters. But they actually are an asset for study because his letters fall into some solid, like about four different categories. There are the very, like this letter, very personal letters. And in these letters, we kind of learn how to be good bodhisattvas with people who are non-practitioners or early practitioners or young practitioners, just lay believers or friends, how we want to treat them and how we might communicate with them. So these letters are a form of training in that respect. Then there are letters that are more doctrinal, more scholastic in their nature, teaching monks within Nichiren's own order, right? And they're more, they may also be specific, but they'll be specific in terms of the Lotus Sutra and the teachings of Buddhism. So we have a different level of learning about our communication and our study of the Buddhist material, right? And then there are letters that are written to high scholarship, his elite group of disciples, his extended arms of teaching, his senior monks underneath him, who are not only responsible for teaching to the general public and lay believers, but also to other monks. So the nature of their teaching is sometimes quite profound and assumes a knowledge base that can be a stumbling block for us as we start our practice, but are a great source of places to look to continue our study. So those are important letters. And then finally, there are letters that are direct debate, confrontation, and stance of very strong positions in strict Buddhist thought with tremendous scholarship backing up Nichiren's scholarship and assertions to authorities that are doing either teaching erroneous ideas that are not strictly correct in Buddhism, other sects, other teachers, so on and so forth, or leaders of the country, rulers of the country. So, because as I've said before, in Japan at that time, the philosophy / religious organizations and the government were like two hands of the same body. So if he was to remonstrate or to debate with the religious authorities of the day, he would also be doing the same argumentation with the rulers of the country, albeit with a different vernacular. In other words, when he would debate with other Buddhist leaders about how they're following erroneous views, he would back up his assertions with a lot of scholarship from Buddhism itself, because he was talking to people who should be well-read in Buddhism. Whereas when he wrote the same kinds of debates or remonstrations with the rulers, he didn't assume such a knowledge base, but was still, quote, in a more, in a sense, more about the governance of the people and the behavior of a ruler. So the nature of his scholarship and his quotations from the writings of Buddhism would be more directed specifically toward that aspect of ruling rather than scholarship and practice to the religious leaders. Does that make sense? But from those letters, we gain some really profound insights into the nature of the Buddhist practice and how to practice correctly. So we can say that the Gosho is broad and vast and takes a long time to go through and all that. But if we remember that there are really at least four strong divisions in the teachings, then we can see it as more well-rounded, and these short go-shows can be nice little insights and very easy kind of daily advice kind of thing. And then when we get more doctrinal, then we know we have to hunker down and really ingest the information fully. It gives us, we may have to pause, which is why I break them down into parts. Not only, it takes time, so we don't have limited time, right? But they're sources or directions for us to take for additional study, correct? So, with all that said, what else? Oh, I also wanted to remind you, as I do on the screen here, but some of you may not be watching the videos, you will get the audio transcriptions via the Buddhahood podcast. And so I encourage anyone who's having trouble finding time to watch the videos, you can download easily the podcasts so that you can then play them in your car or as you're working, so on and so forth, as one does with podcasts. So the Buddhahood podcast, three words, that's the name of the podcast, and you will get the oral transcriptions of these videos available on that. Having said that, I'm not sure I've covered all of the sutras that I've done on this channel on the podcast. I'll have to look. And once again, in the comments, let me know if you want me to do the oral transcriptions of different playlists that I have on this YouTube channel, like the Virmalakirti or the Langavaktara. It comes up a lot. And I don't know that I've posted all the Langavaktara Sutra transcriptions on this podcast channel yet. I will check. But it still would be good to hear from you on what areas you're more interested in learning about. All right. Now, with all of that, reply to the lay priest of Ko. I think they said I've read that there's only a couple of letters of this nature Nichiren wrote, one to the lay priest and the other the lay nun, both of Ko, which were local priest or local monks that lived on the island of Sado where Nichiren was exiled. And they were very good to him. They brought him offerings and supported him and were very kind to him. And now that he's left Sado Island and he's living at this time, I think, in Minobu, he writes to, in this case, the male, the monk, let's see. Oh yeah, because as usual, he's received something from him, but he's wanting to give him and his wife encouragement as well as thanks on their practice. And of course, he's not going to miss the opportunity to throw in a little bit of teaching. So, without further stalling, here we go. I have received 2 paper bags of sea laver, 10 bundles of seaweed, 1 paper bag of algae, and 1 bunch of mushrooms. Now, you know, laver is a form of seaweed as well. So these were, Japan is very much a fisherman's country. They are an island. And Nichiren was born into a fisherman family. So, you know, obviously, he would have a great joy in receiving these kinds of offerings to help sustain him, right? So he goes on, the human mind is inconsistent. It is an ever-changing and unfixed. I thought it was wondrous that you pledged your resolve in my teachings while I was in the province of Sado. And your sincerity in sending your husband all the way here is even more remarkable. So this is obviously to the wife. The provinces we live in are far apart, and months and years have passed. So I was concerned that you might slacken in your resolve. However, you are increasingly demonstrating the depth of your resolute mind and conviction and accumulating good deeds. Surely this is not a result of practice over just one or two previous lifetimes. In other words, you've recently taken up my teachings and you have great resolve, and I thank you and appreciate you for that. But the depth of your sincerity, since we haven't seen each other for so long, is obviously more deeply practiced than I might have believed from just our short time of knowing each other. You must have been steadfast Buddhist for a long time, and having come to my teachings, you are now, you know, progressing in your practice, and that resolve is staying with you. So he's admiring them for their resolve, right? He goes on, because the Lotus Sutra is difficult to believe, the Buddha assumes various forms, such as that of one's child, a parent, or wife, to enable one to take resolute mind and conviction in it. However, you have no children and live alone as husband and wife. The sutra states, quote, the living beings in it, the threefold world, are all my children, end quote. If this is so, then Shakyamuni Buddha, the Lord of Teachings, must be a compassionate father to both of you. I, Nichiren, must be your child. But, wishing to save the people of Japan, I am residing for the time being in the central part of the country. The meritorious deeds you have accumulated in previous experiences are indeed precious. When the Mongols come pouring into Japan, please make your way here. So again, this is a time, as we spoke in the previous Gosho, this is a time of great upheaval in Japan, and there's a lot of people who are scared. Anyway, the politics are flinging. It's a very scary time. And these friends of Nichiren, obviously getting older, and they're concerned. They live on Sado Island, a small island, and the Mongols are coming, right? So, and since you have no sons, he says, please consider coming here to live with me in your old age. No place is secure. But be convinced that Buddhahood is the final abode. With my deep respect, Nichiren. So, encouragement, appreciation for the gifts he's received from them, the support he's received from them, acknowledgement of their long-term practice and their great resolve to stay with Nichiren's teachings and his school of Buddhism. And an offer to them in a very you know, family is everything in Japan. It certainly was then, and we can discuss on all the ways that's true, and all the ways that's true globally. But in Japan, you can see that in regular conversation. Again, this is one of those letters that's kind of deeply personal and less doctrinal. Still, Nichiren demonstrates that with the teachings of Buddhism, this honor and filial piety within the structure of family is very important. And in terms of Buddhism, Shakyamuni, because he is the teacher of this realization of awakening of our Buddhahood, functions as our parent. Remember, parent, teacher, sovereign, the three qualities of Buddhahood. Buddhahood. So, as bodhisattvas, we emulate in the Buddha way, right? So he's doing the same, and he's saying that they are part of the family as they're the children of Buddha. But also because they are living in the same time period, and their support has been such that Nichiren has felt as if they were his parents, which is a very honorific thing for him to illustrate the depth of his feeling for them, right? And he goes further in saying that, you know, in this time of upheaval right now, and as you get older and you are childless, so you don't have a child in your family to continue your good name, to inherit your name and your whatever, your holdings and so forth, please come to me, as I will act as your filial child, and I will harbor you in your old age and take care of you. That is a deeply beautiful offering Nichiren is making of appreciation to this couple, right? So that's it for this short letter. Again, a teaching of compassion and filial responsibility, and how it extends beyond your blood, but in our sense as Buddhists, if we could all see everyone as our parents or teachers or children, or we theirs, I think we would look upon one another with a different eye. So, a beautiful little letter, and with that, I'll encourage you again, if it's useful to you, please use the Buddhahood podcast, available everywhere, and comment. Let me know what you want to hear. Have a wonderful day, and if I say one more time, I'm going to beat my head into the desk, but I have to stop doing that. Anyway, thank you once again. I will let you go. Namo myoho renge kyo.